And finally today, this memory.
What you gonna call him?
Well, I think I'll call him Bambi.
Bambi.
It may surprise some of you to know that Walt Disney's Bambi was not a success when it opened more than 60 years ago, but since then it's come to be regarded as a classic. Some of the artists who made that film attended a recent reunion at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, and day-to-day animation critic Charles Solomon went to this event and brought back this report.
Sumptuous watercolor backgrounds line the lobby of the Motion Picture Academy, reminding attendees of the ageless beauty of Bambi, Walt Disney's fifth animated feature. Decades after the movie's release, two of the voice artists joined the party and reminisced about their work in the film. Cammy King, who supplied the voice of young Feline, the doe Bambi eventually falls for, was too young to recall much of the experience.
All I really remember is crawling around on the floor of what I now know is a sound booth. And probably that was to get me to giggle, because that's what I mostly do. I'm just the young Feline. And I, you know, a lot of giggling.
Peter Bain, the voice of Thumper, was only 4 years old when he auditioned for a part in the movie.
So my father took me over to do the audition for Bambi, and my voice was totally wrong for Bambi. And the story goes that later they heard my voice when they were reviewing the auditions, and that one of the animators said, "That'll be great for the rabbit," and that was it.
He doesn't walk very good, does he?
Thumper?
Yes, Mama.
What did your father tell you this morning?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
It's the naturalness of the performances in Bambi that continue to inspire younger artists. Andreas Deja, who was a lead animator on Disney's The Lion King and Lilo and Stitch, praises Bain's contribution as Thumper.
The spirit in that voice is really what you want to use as a springboard for your animation. And in case of Thumper, I don't think they could have gotten a better voice, because it's so genuinely childlike. It's the honesty in that voice really is what the animators took to.
The notable absence from the celebration was Donnie Dunagan, who provided the voice of young Bambi. He had appeared in a number of films as a child, including Son of Frankenstein. He spoke to us from his home in Texas about what it was like to be Bambi.
I don't remember saying, "Bird, bird, 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 bird."
The young prince said, "Bird! Bird, 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 bird."
I was never told to say anything outside of the envelope of my natural childhood. They didn't say, "Say this like you're afraid," and I would say it. They didn't say, "Oh, that's not good. Be more afraid." They let me be very, very natural.
Dunagan later became a career military man and served in Vietnam in the Marines. Bain didn't do much else of note in Hollywood, but Cammy King had a role in another Hollywood classic.
I had done one part. I was Bonnie Blue Butler in Gone with the Wind. And then that was it. I peaked at five.
Well, I mean, from Clark Gable to Walt Disney, where do you go from there?
Isn't this true? Thank you for pointing that out. I quit at the top.
For many animators and film buffs, Bambi represents a peak that is yet to be equaled. The newly restored Bambi is now available on DVD. For NPR News, I'm Charles Solomon in Los Angeles.
Love is a song that never ends.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News and Slate.com. Madeline Brand will be here tomorrow. I'm Alex Chadwick.